Blog Talk Radio.
Lyric 145, you know that's my
click.
Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. The Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show.
The Nicki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nicki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, or you can tweet her online. The Nicki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nicki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. The Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. The Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show.
Started off looking her way, and there she was, prettiest thing I ever seen in here. Fell in love under the lights, and only for her. The clock is ticking, it's close to 3 a.m. I see that you're feeling me, I need your body right next to me. Baby, come on now. Not throwing money, but you got me feeling like the richest of kings. Oh, come on now. Coming back for more, for more. Feeling
Nicky Rich.
All right. You're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nicky Rich Show. We are live here Saturday morning on the Saturday Morning Mix Show. We have a special guest for you. We actually have two awesome, amazing guests that's going to be with us this morning. We have Lee from the MTV Catfish show, as well as hip-hop artist Teach Marley. He will be in our second half, and we're excited tonight. We're excited that so many people are tuned in. It's truly a blessing just to wake up and see another day, and just that God gave us, you know, this platform here so we can showcase others' talents, because that's what it's all about here at the Nicky Rich Show, and sharing that talent and giving all the artists and entrepreneurs the information they need to be successful. And the Nicky Rich Show is your source for the hottest interviewing celebrities, entrepreneurs, fashion designers, movie and reality TV stars, recorded artists, producers, and athletes. So we love those athletes across the globe. And right now it's that time, and with no further ado, we're going to our first guest for today. And I would like to welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, Lee. Welcome to the Nicky Rich Show. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed. How you doing today, Nicky? Thanks for having me.
Yes, we're so glad to have you. We've really been following your movement and everything that you got going on, so we said we had to have you on the show today.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate the love, man. I appreciate the love.
Yes. Now, Lee, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us where you're based out of and where you're currently at right now.
Okay, well, currently I'm based out of Atlanta. You know what I mean? I'm originally from the D.C. area, you know, born and raised in D.C., Maryland, the DMV. And I've been in Atlanta for the last 5 years. And came down there and started my casting company, Lifting Me Casting. And what I've been doing is, like, helping people get on with, like, TV shows, get parts in movies, magazines, online productions, and things like that. Me and my business partner over at Industry Standard Booking.
Nice. Now, I know a lot of people are saying that Atlanta is the new Hollywood. Do you feel it's the new Hollywood?
Yes, ma'am. A lot of things are going on here in Atlanta. Like I said, when I first got down here about 5 years ago, it wasn't as much going on. But now, man, like almost every day you can find yourself, you can get on like a movie set, or you can get on a reality show set, or you can get, you know, something always going on here in Atlanta. So I love it. And once they build them studios next year, they're going to build like 10 movie studios here in Atlanta. Once that happens, I think Atlanta's really going to take off.
Now, how did you get involved into the reality TV and into just acting and just casting, period?
Okay, well, with the casting thing, see, I was basically, I was like a talent scout for a company, and I would like go out and find like models and actors and stuff like that, and I would get like a fee, you know, just for booking people, I get a booking fee. And then that led me to want to get into casting myself. So, you know, I went around to different companies trying to get hired, but, you know, having no experience, you know, a lot of people won't hire you because you don't have no experience. So I basically went to one of the largest casting companies and said, look, I'll work for free. And, of course, their answer was, when can you start? You know what I mean? So I took that opportunity, and I did that for, you know, almost a year of just doing it. I wasn't getting paid. I was just basically learning how to do it, you know, learning the business.
Exactly.
And then from that led on to me casting people on talk shows. And, man, I was so hungry, man. I was sending, like, 20, 30 people a day. And the word got around about me that this guy really, he knows how to find people. He finds talent. And other shows started contacting me, saying, hey, we heard what you did for them. Could you cast for us as well? And that led to, you know, from talk shows, that led to reality shows, that led to different, like, you know, movies and production companies getting at me and my company. and my business partners, and what we did, we just took the opportunity and we ran with it.
Wow, that is truly amazing just to hear that story, because I love that you said that at first you wasn't getting paid. I love that you said that. What you did, you just put in work. You learned the craft. You did the research. And then you went out and you saw and did what you had to do. I love that, because a lot of people do not take out that time. That's how I did. That's how I created the Nikki Rich Show. I started out first by researching. You have to do your research and see who paves the way. And you have to go out there and do it. You know, you got to do it. And learn
the correct
way to do it.
Because, you know, you can't put a dollar amount on experience, you know. The experience was far outweigh the paycheck, you know. I know a lot of people didn't understand that, you know, so. But I understood that you couldn't put a price tag on just the experience that I gained through working with these major companies.
That is true. Well, I commend you and congratulate you. We know that you are also a part of the hit show, which I love, Catfish, MTV's The Catfish. It's amazing, and everybody I know that's listening in right now, tuned in to that show, you know, how did it feel being a part of the show?
Well, see, starting out, like, you could have no idea the show would be that big. You see what I'm saying? It was just like, you know, starting out was just, okay, I'm going to be a part of a show. It's going to be MTV, but it's no guarantee that the show is going to be a hit. But it turned out to be a hit, and it's just been amazing. Like, I couldn't, you know, I couldn't have, you know, predicted anything like that. You know, I knew it would be on MTV, but I never knew it would grow to something so big, you know.
And the thing about it is it happens. It's reality. And when everything is not reality TV, when I say Catfish is reality, the reason why it's a hit, because it happens every day. This stuff that happens every day, so everybody can cling to it. You know, they're like, this is real. Because somebody has experienced Catfish before.
I think most Americans have experienced that. You've been online and found somebody and started talking to them and then found out maybe a year later, maybe they weren't who they said they were. That happens every single day.
It does. You know?
But I mean, I looked at it, like, I thought it was just something fun. I looked at it as, you know, I'm not gonna take it too serious, because I mean, you know, it's the internet. You can be whoever you want to be. So if I want to be a you know, a male stripper, I can be that, because it's the internet, you know.
Exactly. You know, and you can do it. You can do and be whatever you want to be. But you know, it's not. That's not reality. The reality is what you see off of the internet. But
yes,
it's truly amazing, because it's so true, especially the different shows and episodes. I know I've had, you know, you might have a friend that have experienced it, and you're like, oh, I got to watch it tonight. I got to see what this is about tonight, because it's really, you know, it's true out here.
it's real out here, man. It was, like I said, it was a very, you know, like I said, it was a very fun thing to be a part of, man. I mean, you know, shout out to MTV and Relatively Real for giving me the opportunity, you know.
That's true. Now, if anybody out there, you know, wants to be a part of a reality TV show, how could they get prepared or get ready, or what do they need to do to be a part of a reality TV show?
Oh, okay. Well, basically, I'll tell you what I tell everybody else. It's work. See, I tell a lot of people, it's no shortcut to success. See, a lot of people don't know. I've been doing this for 5-6 years. So I didn't just come out of left field and was on a hit reality show. I've been working hard for the last 5.5-6 years, you know, and then things started falling into place. So if you want to be on reality TV, keep at it. You know what I mean? Like, of course, you know, I mean, with me, myself, I had been invited to do 3 shows before I actually did, because I did Divorce Court first before I did MTV. I was doing 3 other shows, but me, myself, I like to be a part of shows I think more fit me. You see what I'm saying? Because if it's not me, there's no point in me doing it. So So that's how those shows came about, you know. So basically I would say to people, just stay at it. Keep working, you know what I mean, stay at it because, you know, if mm-hmm. you stay in the game, you can't lose, you know.
You can't. And it's going to take time. It's not, like you said, it's not going to happen overnight. But some people it does. It just depends on God, how God, you know, his plan, you know.
Exactly.
It's his plan. He knows what's going to happen, you know, for you. But, you know, everything, some people, they might, you know, get it faster than others. It just depends. You never know. You know, it's not the same. But for those who are at a slower pace, you got to keep working, and it's important. You got to keep grinding.
Oh, yes, ma'am. As long as you stay on your grind, you'll be okay. You can't just say, well, hey, I tried to get on a show on VH1 and it didn't work out and just give up. You know, you got to keep trying because it's hundreds of networks. Just keep trying and keep, you know, keep at it, you know.
And you got to be connected with the right people, too.
I was going to say that next. You need to get you a team. Definitely get you a team that's going to stand behind you and that's going to be with you through thick and thin because, you know, anybody can be with you when things are going good, you know,
mm-hmm.
but you got to be with people that's going to be with you on the downtown when things aren't going so well, they still got your back.
And help you, people that's for you, that's going to help you, that's going to help you, you know. And
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times it can't be your friends. It can't be your friends all the time. Sometimes you
want to
bring your friends in.
Exactly, Nikki. I was going to say that because I grew up with a lot of people, and I know a lot of people that sit in that entertainment, but the funniest thing happened, like my business partner that I met 5 years ago in Atlanta, I just met him. You see what I'm saying? We were going doing the same thing. But I know several people that have been doing it for 20 years, we just never got a chance to do anything together. And these are like people I grew up with, so that's the strangest part
mm-hmm.
to me, that I could find success with someone I just met who happened to be doing the same thing. I thought that was ironic to me. You know, that was crazy.
Yes, it is.
mm-hmm.
But it happens, you know. It happens. And you just never, never know. You never know. And I know there's so many people out there, they want to be seen, they want to be famous, and they have no idea about reality TV and how you go about it and what they need to do, you know. And I would just say, regardless, you create your own. You are your own person. Create your own. It's not wrong with that.
Exactly.
You know,
you get with, like I said, if you
want to
get in reality, you get with a company that does that. Like the company I have and several other companies, you just got to get with a legitimate company that actually has real casting. Because I'm sure, you know, we've all heard stories about, you know, modeling agencies and companies who weren't quite legit, but, you know, if you just find a company that really does that and, you know, stick with it. And any casting call you hear about, show up. That's the main thing because, like I said, I'm not the, you know, the funniest guy. I'm not the most handsome guy, but I always show up. I always return people's call. I'm always respectful of other people's time. So little things like that, you know, it's the little things.
Do you still connect or talk with any of the other stars on the Catfish or on the Divorce Court? Anybody else that you keep in contact with?
I keep in contact with a few people from the show, you know, through, like, social media. You know, I chat up with Rose from time to time on social media. I still talk to Trina. We still talk, you know, a couple times a week. You know, usually at least once a week we talk. We have real good conversations. You know, so I talked to a few of the cast members, and they're cool. Everybody's, you know, everyone's working, doing their thing. Everybody's working on their own project. So, you know, I try to keep in touch, and I tell them, you know, if there's anything I can help you with, just, you know, let me know.
That's cool. That's how you got to do it. And make sure you stay connected because, you know, it's like you all – cross paths for a reason, and it might not be just for that one show. You know, you just never know why everybody. When you working and you got things going on, and people come in your life for a reason and cross paths, it's the reason why that happened. You know.
Oh yeah, I agree.
And it might be something that's going to take you. One of those persons might be the person that's going to take you somewhere else, or you might see them 3 or 4 years from now.
Oh, exactly. So that's what another thing I believe in, too. treating people with the same respect that you want to be treated with. Like, I'll give you a prime example. Like, you know, people that are like interns and personals and production assistants, they don't get treated the best. But I always treat people with the respect that I would want, because these same people who are basically, you know, they're the grunts, you know, doing all the grunt work, running out getting coffee and running out picking up lunch and doing all the errands, these same people in 3 or 4 years are going to be executive producers. And they'll remember
exactly
who treated them bad and who treated them good. So,
yeah.
So, and I've seen that happen already. I've seen people that I met 4 years ago who were basically just an assistant, had no pull, now they're executive producers. And I still have that contact because I always treated them respect. I was always respectful of their time. I never treated them like I was any better than them just because, you know, they were in a certain position.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, and how is it now? I know you keep in contact with them. How is it?
It's all love. If I call and I need something, it's all love because they remember me. They remember, like, hey, this guy always treated me good. He never, you know, he never tried to abuse me. He never, you know, disrespected me. He was always respectful of my time. He said he would call me back at a certain time. He did that. So, you know, I usually get treated well. And I have made, like, several other contacts. Like, you know, I'm working with a comedy coach right now because, you know, I'm going to also be doing some stand-up soon. And my comedy coach, he's one of the largest promoters on the West Coast. He does, like, 100 shows a month. You know, and that's just a connection. And I met him, you know, before he was so large. You understand what I'm saying? But I build a rapport with him. We build a relationship. So it's more like relationship building. You know,
okay.
You got to build relationships. So you just never know who is who. Like that same person who may not be nobody today, 2 years from now, they may be the guy that you need to get you to your next level.
And
I always keep that in mind.
You
never know who you're talking to.
Exactly, and that's why I tell people, you know, make sure that you keep your relationships tight, you know, because even if you feel you were wrong or what have you, you know, just make sure that you, you know, don't cause any harm or anything, because you never know when you might have to come back to that person, because you know what? Sometimes we act on instinct, you know, how we feel at a certain time. Sometimes we might act on how we feeling, and that feeling might go away. You might be feeling a certain way today, but you might not feel that way tomorrow. You know?
Oh, exactly.
Sometimes
you never want to mix the two, business and personal, because, like, you know, I work with several people. I mean, I don't have to particularly like you for us to do business, you know. So you can't mix the two. You know, you got to keep that personal stuff to the side, you know, because, you know, people
exactly.
are going to be people. People are going to talk about you. People, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. But, you know, you can't let that ruin a business relationship. So you don't personally agree with some of the things they've said or done. That hasn't had to affect the business side of things, you know, because prime example, people go to work every day. You got people that you work with every day that you can't stand, but you still go to work tomorrow, you know.
Exactly.
So why should it be different here, you know?
Exactly. You still want to work for them, and that's the key. And I'm going to tell you what really has turned me around, you know, I would say, and got my thoughts together on working with me, because sometimes you got to work on yourself. Is
mm-hmm.
I was listening to a song, watching an episode on podcast of Joel Osteen, and he was talking about how bloom where you plant it. Like, no matter where you are, like, you might have that job that you might not even like, or you might be stuck in traffic, and you know how you listen and you're trying to
mm-hmm.
rush. And he the subject was bloom where you plant it. So wherever you are, you should do your best wherever you are, you know. Make the best out of it. You know, just do your best. And
exactly.
you will see what will happen. And that's what I did, you know. And whatever I do, I incorporate that, you know, because I try to do the best. Even if you feel in a certain way, you make the best out of it. And when you make the best out of it, you start to feel better and, you know.
Yeah, see, people like you is the inspiration. I did some research on your story. It said something like you were laid off, and that's how you started your show. You got laid off, and you had a passion for doing, like, radio and stuff. I thought that was amazing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You just never know when you can see that. It was a gift and a curse. It was a blessing in disguise. Because had that situation never happened, you may never have started your show and built it to what it is today.
Exactly.
You know, so
see,
I thought that was just very inspirational.
It's amazing. You know, even like yourself, with you and the different shows and having your own business, look at, like you say, you never would have thought of it would grow so big right now, you know. Like, even now, you know, being on the Nicki Rich Show, maybe, well, a few years from now, 2 to 3 years, you just never know what the Nicki Rich Show will be. And we could go back and listen to Lee on the Nicki Rich Show. I could go back and say, I interviewed Lee from Canada.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I can go back and say I was on the Nicki Rich Show. You know what I mean? I think we'll look up and just laugh about it. Like, man, that was crazy. You know, because I see your career is on the rise, and, you know, I'm doing very positive things. So, you know, who knows? I'm looking to have a very good year. And, you know, I'm just going to keep working
and
hard.
And, you know, it gets greater because you did one thing, and now it's something, the next thing, you're working on the next thing, and then the next thing, and it's going to continue to grow because I feel that it's your time, and it's your time right now. And so... you got to go with the flow. You got to make those moves. When it's your time, you just got to do it. You know, you can't sit back and just you be like, oh, I'm going to wait on this. You just got to go. Go for what you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I believe in, working hard. You know, I believe in my whole motto is, you know, you will not outwork me. You may look better. You may have more contacts. You may know people that over at some of the largest companies. But the one thing that won't happen is I won't be out work. You know, I barely sleep as it is. You know, I'm up 20, 21, sometimes 22 hours a day, steady working. Because if I sleep more than 4 hours, I'm like, somebody's up working right now. I'm getting out work. I that's just something I can't have. You know, I can't have somebody working harder than me. I can't do it. Because while you're sleeping, believe me, somebody is at home hungry working. While you're asleep, somebody's up working.
That's real.
So if you keep, you know, you keep that mindset positive, well, as you can see, positive things will start happening, you know.
That's real. Now, in case anybody wanted to be a part of your movement and learn more about your casting company and all that you have to offer, where could they go?
You can find me on Twitter at LookAtMeCasting. You can check out my fan page on Facebook. It's Lee Avent, Look At Me. Or you can email me directly, lee@lookatmecasting.com. Or you can get in my business partner, and he's at Industry Standard Booking on Twitter. Or you can hit him up at industrystandardbooking@gmail. And, you know, we're always, you know, willing to help. We're always looking for, you know, new talent. And because we have projects going on as far as, like, we have a magazine going on right now. I'm working on a book. We also have some websites going on. Right now I'm pitching 2 reality shows to some networks. So, you know, we have a lot of positive things going on right now.
Wow, that's amazing. And I know it's people that's tuned in right now that's definitely going to contact you. And now, how do you come about your clients? What do you look for when you're casting and what are you looking for?
I look for work ethic because at the end of the day, that's what's going to carry you through, your work ethic. So you don't have to be the best looking model. You don't have to, you know, have the best, you know, be the best actor. You don't have to, you know, if you're doing music, you have to be the best, the most talented, your work ethic. You have to just be very serious about your craft and work harder than anybody else. And if we feel that you're a very hard worker, we can do the rest, but, you know, I can't make anybody have work ethic. You see what I'm saying? That's something you can't buy. You can't buy character. You can't buy it, you know? You can buy looks. You know what I mean? But you cannot buy character.
That's true. That is so true, and you got to get out of here. And it's not going to be easy. Like, just because you have been on a reality TV show, that doesn't mean it's time for you just to sit back, you know.
Exactly.
You
got to
work even harder because now you're out, you know, you're out there. I mean, it's not like you've been out there before, but what I'm saying is it's grown. It's expanded, you know. So now you got to work even harder to just to maintain and just, you know, let everybody know that was just one aspect. We working out here. We got something else. We're on the move.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Something else.
Yeah, don't ever get it twisted. I'm not harder on anybody else than that. I'm harder on myself because my goal is to double every, you know, I had a big year last year, but my goal is to double that this year. So I'm even harder on myself. So, you know, when people come to me, I want you to think, oh, he's being extra hard on me. No, I'm 10 times harder on myself. You
exactly.
know what I mean? So.
Exactly.
So I wouldn't ask
of
anyone else anything I would ask of myself.
Yeah. And you know who's going to stop you? Who's going to stop you? Nobody but yourself, because you are the person that knows your vision. Nobody else knows what it is. God knows, but nobody else, you know, knows what it is that you want to do. And you, who can stop you? No, you.
Oh, exactly.
And, you know, yeah, and even if you want to go out here and tell your what you're going to do next, that still doesn't mean that you can change up your game. Whatever is for you is going to be for you. It's not going to be for nobody else or for anybody. You know, like a lot of people say, oh, this person copied me, this person doing what I'm doing. It doesn't matter, you know. You are in your own lane, and it's when you start focusing on things that other people are copying or other people are trying to do, then that's when you're getting off track, you know. Just do what it is that you do and love, then, you know, you're going to be okay.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, I can attest that God is definitely real, you know, because, like, a couple years back I met a gentleman. He, you know, he's doing acting and stuff, and he's a very spiritual guy, and he was telling me, you know, you're blessed and highly favored, and he started telling me all these amazing things were going to start happening to me. Now, I'm thinking this guy's crazy, but I swear, you know, I said the Lord's Prayer, and I opened up my heart and asked him to come in and use me as he saw fit, and amazing things started happening. Now, if you'd have asked me this, you know, a couple years ago, would you be on MTV? Would you be on CW Network? Would you be, you know, pitching reality? I'd have said, get out of here. Yeah, right. You know, but ever since I made that step, I mean, amazing things just started. It seemed like everything just started falling into place, you know.
And you can look back at that stuff. Look at what you've done, and you just said it out your mouth, you know. Look at what you've done. You're doing it. You're making it happen. It's right now.
Exactly. You can't script that. You can't plan for that, you know, for that to have success. Like, you can't plan for that. You know what I mean? All you can do is put it in God's hands. You gotta believe. You know, that's the first step, believing. You know? And I've always believed, so and my beliefs just getting stronger every day.
And it's happening right now, and it's gonna continue to happen, you know, as long as you just, like you said, believe and have faith, because it's you. It's what you want to do. And if you want to go to rap, if you want to go to, like you said, being an author, and you can, because it's what you want to do. I see a lot of people, they see you doing one thing, and they don't like it when you move to something else. And they feel you have to just stay at one thing. We have no limit. You know, the sky is the limit. You know, there's no limit on it. And, you know, and you can just do anything out there. Who says you can't rap? Who says you can't be an author? Who says you can't be a CEO? Nobody.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, I heard something, I think it was Henry Ford that said it, whether you believe you can or you can't, you're right. You know, so I sincerely believe it. If you believe you can, then you can do it. But if you believe you can't, then you can't. Like, it's like, you know, when I was back in the college taking tests, if you went in with the mindset, I'm going to go ahead and ace this test, usually I did. If I went in there with a mindset like, oh, man, I ain't feeling it. I don't think I'm going to do good, I usually didn't do good. It's just, you know, so you can just how, you know, how you the way you perceive yourself and what you think about yourself has a lot to do with, you know, where you're going in life, and the strides you make, and the success you have, just off that belief, you know. You
now,
know, like
you
I said, I believed,
for,
you know.
That's so true. Did you go to college for this as well?
No. Here's the funniest thing. I went to college for automotive technology. I know how to fix cars. You know what I'm saying? But I was always in class cracking jokes, and I'm like, you know, don't nobody want to joke. I mean, come on, you come to me to get your car fixed, and you're about to drop, you know, $1,500. This isn't a funny situation. You know, you don't want nobody in there making light of the situation because, you know, you're making a choice here. You know, $1,500, that might have been your mortgage payment. This is not a time to be making jokes. I'm just saying. So it just worked out that wasn't the career path for me. I mean, I still not a, you know, if friends come to me, they have car issues, I can fix them, but that just wasn't the right fit for me because I'm like, cracking jokes when people are spending all this money, that's just not the right time for it. And like one of my professors would always say, I know you're a comedian, but this isn't a platform, you know? So shout out to my professor, I found a platform, you know?
Now, what college did you go to?
Man, I went to school down in Georgia. I was over at DeKalb Tech before it turned, you know, they switched to the Georgia Piedmont Technical College, but I was in DeKalb Tech. Went there, got my degree in automotive technology, and, you know, I mean, it was cool. Like, I really thought, you know, I was going to do something with cars, you know, maybe be like a service advisor or something, because I knew, like, working back there in the shop, like I said, I knew that customers would not be feeling that. Somebody out here making jokes and they're spending their rent money and you're in here making jokes, you know?
I
wouldn't find it funny personally, you know what I mean? I'm like, who is this guy? He needs to be fired. He, you know, I just spent $2,000 even making jokes.
And that is too much.
Right.
That is too funny. Like, you can look back on that now and look at now, it's like, wow.
Shout out all my homeboys in class, man. Like, you know, I ain't forgot about you. You know, shout out to my boy, Lil Donnie Sherrod, Delvin Neal. Those my cats, man. You know, I mean, you know, people I was back in school with. I mean, but yeah, I mean, it was crazy because people would always tell me, man, you need to be on TV, man. You know, they would say that. And I never really, you know, thought anything about it, you know. I just like, yeah, whatever, you know. I just kind of brushed it off. And I just kept doing what I do, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then, like I said, situations started presenting itself because, like I said, through me casting and just building a relationship with, like, I was the one talking to the producers, you know, to get other people in the show. And then, you know, producers kept coming to me like, man, you're a really interesting guy, man. We find you funny. We love your personality. Why don't you come on the show? I was like, you know, I don't want to be on Front Street, you know? I like to be behind the scenes. You know, I'm just saying. And they kept coming to me with offers, and they kept coming to me with checks, and I was turning them down. You know, I was like, no, man, I ain't feeling that. I'm going to just play the background. You know, I don't need to be known. I'll just sit quietly and be behind the scenes and all of that. And then they just kept pulling me to the forefront, and I finally gave in. You know, they came to me with offers I couldn't refuse, and I finally gave in, you know?
Well, amazing. Now, what do you do now? I know you say you was working on your book and everything like that. So that's what we can expect in 2013.
Mm-hmm. End of this year, you can expect a book. You can expect to see me out on stage doing some stand up. Cause like I said, I love comedy. Whether I got paid to do it or not, I would do it. So I knew that's the right thing for me. So you know, you can expect to see me doing some stand up shows. Like I said, I got a comedy coach and promoter who does 100 shows a month, you know, so I've just been working on my craft. You dig what I'm saying? Because, like, I can easily jump on stage, but, you know, I want to be the best. I don't want to just get on stage and be okay. I want to get on stage and be hilarious. So, and don't get me wrong, my jokes were funny, but once I got with this comedy coach, he took my material from being funny to being flat-out hilarious. So, I mean... So, if you, hey, man, if you're looking to do something like that, I would suggest getting a comedy coach. I swear.
Yeah.
Because these guys are hilarious. Like, you couldn't believe it.
And they will get you. Ooh, I can't. I can't go out there and do. You got to be a strong person to go out there and be ready for comedy. Because if somebody gets me off the stage, I think I would cry.
that's always a thought in the back of your mind. What if I get booed off the stage? But on the other side, what if I don't? You know? You got to look at it both ways. What if they love you? What if you bring down the house? You know? But you would never know unless you get on stage.
Exactly. Now, has that ever happened to you before? Have that ever happened to you before?
Oh, what, getting on stage and getting booed? No. Well, like I said, my stage was usually the classroom. I know I was making jokes at the wrong time, but hey. but my stage was usually the classroom.
You
got to
have a coach. You got to have a coach because I can't.
Right, like it. I said, it's crazy because, like I said, my professor couldn't understand because, like I said, I graduated with a 3.5 GPA. Like, how can you get, you know what I mean, these type grades, but you're sitting in the whole class just...
But I'm going to tell you, I used to be that class clown that was, you remember when Jonah came out, when everybody used to joke all the time? I used to be that person, that one girl that used to joke with the guys, all the guys in the lunchroom, and I used to get the pool boy.
Right, that was me. I still got the title from high school and college, man. Like, you know how everybody would go around, you know, you wanted to see who Joan the best. I would always win, you know what I mean?
Yes.
That was my thing, man, Joan, and I love it, you know what I mean?
Well, I definitely, you know, right now we have, I definitely want to give a shout out to Miss Connie. She's based out of LA. She's tuned in, and she said we got an amazing show going on. She is hitting me up right now. She is an entertainment creative director, media relations, and so forth. So shout out to Connie.
Yeah, shout out, Connie. Do your thing.
Yeah.
You know, get at me. You know, we can network. You know what I mean? I'm always looking for that. You know what I mean? Right. I'm looking for, like, people like publicists and stuff. You know, I have one I've been dealing with, but I can't afford their services. I'm being honest. The publicists get paid. So I just get some friendly advice, you know, because, you know, shout out to the publicist, Kim Goldie.
I
give me great advice, you know.
Right now.
Right, I can't afford
that
comedy
coming.
She's great
out.
Though.
He said I can't afford to give advice.
I'm just keeping it real, you know. People don't understand how much that stuff really costs.
Oh, especially if you have the right publicist. If you got the right publicist, it's gonna cost, you know.
Mhm. Right, and the publicist I deal with, she has to be like a celebrity publicist, so of course. You know, she gets paid, you know. But she's been a very good friend of mine, and she's given me some, you know, great advice, great tips, and, you know, anything that she can help that's, you know, not going to cost her too much of her time, she's been willing to do it. So, you know, I love her. She's great. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, and that advice sometimes, I mean, if you got some good advice, I know I got good advice. Oh, you got to pay me.
Exactly. It's nothing personal. At the end of the day, it's not personal. That's what a lot of people take this stuff personal. Don't take it personal in entertainment business. It's not personal. It's just business.
Yeah.
That's what they do for a living.
Exactly.
You got to understand.
It's a business. And the thing about it is, you got to know that if you have a business, you got to make money. If you're not making money, guess what? It's not a business.
Thank you. I'm glad you said it because, you know, I get people to come to me, you know, models and stuff, and I'm not going in on models, but they just say, oh, I'm a model. I'm like, until you make money, you're still an amateur. You know, I know it's harsh to say, I'm just being honest, you know. And
you
I hear about people doing so many, you know, getting got over on sets. Oh, well, they said it was exposure. I'm like, exposure for who? Everybody knows this magazine, you know. So you still got to work because the magazine, yeah, they'll put you in it, but they're not going to go out and book shows for you. That's where you come in, you know, step up your
life. Exactly.
Muscles, you know?
You have to have your business together, your business in order. And it's a certain way you go about things, you know. And you don't have to be like everybody else. You can come differently, you know. I'm going to talk in. I'm not like everybody else. This show is not like everybody. I'm going to have my business. I'm going to have my contract. I'm going to have my license. I'm going to have it all together so you can see my stats and everything, so you can see we about business. It's all going to be together. EPK, Press Kit, you know, whoever I go meet up, I bring the whole package. So you can see we're not playing about playing.
Yes, man. And that's another thing. Okay. So I tell people about your promo all the time, Dickie, because I think, you know, that you made it cost efficient for, like, people coming up, like artists and stuff coming up to get promotions. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people charge, like, you know, thousands of dollars for that, and you make packages. So I think that's awesome that you make packages that are affordable, you know, to everyone.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, if you can't afford $100 to promote your own, you're just not serious. You know what I mean?
No, you can't.
Right. I can see if you ask for $1,500, but you can't put together $125 to and you claim to be serious about doing music, you're just not serious. That's how I look at it, because that's not a lot of money. I know people getting, you know, 10 times that amount, and they don't even have the type of promotion that you provide. So, you know, hey, y'all better get with it, man. That Nicki Rich promo, trust me. Y'all better get with it.
And the thing about it is, it's not even about me. It's about you. You know, if you're serious, you're going to do something. And you have to wean out those who are not serious. If you are coming to me, you either mainstream or independent, because I have a lot of mainstream people that DM and tweet me and hit me up saying, can you please get such and such on your show? Can you please tweet this for me? You know, and if you're coming at me that way, you're not about business. You know, I don't do business like that. And I feel that anytime I'm putting in work, my network is my net worth. What you see is what I've built, and it's real. It's not bought. It's not something that somebody did. It's real, and that's what's the difference. That's why I have a lot of people that come to me and say, well, how did you get 60-something thousand followers? How do you get 300,000 listeners? Because I, you know, God gave me the ability to, you know, go out there and get my education where I learn and research social media, know the times, that's the hottest times to promote. You, it's all broken down for you, you know. You on social media, you know, you do your research. There's certain times that the peak hours, you know. You got to know this stuff. But if you're not doing your research, guess what? You're just doing something.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. I definitely agree. And I'm going to drop a jewel right here that's going to help a lot of people. You got to get out of that mindset. This is for everybody out there who wants to, you know, whatever you're trying to do, whether it be music, whether it be entertainment, whether it be acting, get out of that mindset that somebody owes you something. Because nobody owes you anything. You owe yourself.
No.
You know, you can't go into a situation, oh, well, I went to school with Nicki Rich, so she should. No, she shouldn't. She runs a business over there. You understand? She doesn't owe you anything because y'all used to be classmates. You understand what I'm saying?
And another thing is, if you see a business and you might have been on a show or you might have been casting somebody in the beginning when you was just starting, and you might have casted people for free, you know, and you might have had them on your show for free in the beginning. But when you grow and you expand, everything is not going to always be the same as it was in the beginning. So people have procedures, you know, they change, that change, and it grows. You have to be accepting to those procedures and how things have changed within a business. It's not going to always be the same. So you can't come back to that same person, you know, the same way you were in the beginning. It's not going to be the same.
Exactly, because like I said, at the end of the day, no one owes you anything. Because like I said, I have a lot of people that I grew up with that are, you know, have a lot of success going on, but I never approached them like, hey, you know, can you do this for me since I knew you for 20 years? Because they don't owe me anything. Now, sure, if they would, you know, like to help me out, that's great. But at the end of the day, you know, they worked hard to get where they are, so I need to follow suit. I need to maybe just, you know, study what they did so I can do it too. And that's the way I approach things, opposed to coming in there like, hey man, we go way back, or hey man, remember, I hooked you up with a job 15 years ago. Nah, you can't go into it that way. You know, I believe if you're gonna give, you should give from the heart. So like, I know people will attest to this. Like, I helped a lot of people out and charged them nothing, but it wasn't, you know, because I could say I was getting experience too. So I didn't charge them anything, because a lot of times I'll get the company to pay my booking fee. You see what I'm saying? I don't believe in double dipping. So if the company pays me my 20% booking fee, I'm not going to come back to a struggling artist and take 20% of their money when I already got paid, you know, because I just don't believe in that. To me, it's, you know, morally, it's just wrong. So I wouldn't do that, you know?
That's true. That is so true. Well, I'm just really enjoying this, and I'm so glad that we're able to come and be a part of the Mickey Rich Show, and we just are excited about what's to come with you, Lee, and what we ready to read about and hear about your book, and we're going to do a follow-up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would love to, man. I would love to be invited back. Like I said, I just, you know, I thank you for just even allowing me to be on the show, because, you know, I mean, every opportunity, you know, I'm thankful to get, you know.
Exactly.
And you never know who's listening in. You never know who's listening in.
You might get another cooking.
Exactly. Right. It might be a PR agent listening right now. Like, I want to work with the guy, you know. You just never know.
Exactly. And Lee, I know a few PRs that I definitely would love to connect you with as well. So, you know, I know.
Oh, yeah, I would love that. You know what I'm saying? Just tell them I'm not working with a big budget right now, but I will be. I just need somebody to believe. If you believe in what I'm doing and you believe in the, and what I, you know, the movement that's going on with Look At Me Casting, because, you know, like if you see on my page, on all my page, I say everybody has a little bit of Look At Me in them. You know, a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people don't. I know it sounds crazy, but, you know, the company started off, that whole Look At Me Casting thing started off as a joke, you know, because at the time I was so fed up with models and things like that. I was just actually making jokes about them. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, these people don't want to work. They just want to be seen. They just want to be get on camera and be like, look at me. And, you know, after joking about it for like 3 months, I say, you know what? That's kind of catchy. And made it into a company.
Exactly. That's real.
Yeah, no, it's real. I tell you how real it is. When my mom found out, like, my mom has a good job. You understand what I'm saying? Mom makes, you know, like $6 million. She found out I was doing castings, right? She goes, can you get me on Family Feud with Steve Harvey? That's what I mean. Everybody has a little bit of Look At Me in them. She don't need to be on Family Feud with Steve Harvey. She makes a good living. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's that tiny bit of Look At Me, of wanting to be seen, that's inside of everybody that brings that out. So I just, man, I just fell on the floor. I just thought that was so funny.
So when she found out, how did she feel when she found out you were?
Yeah, she was like, baby, that is great. Can you get me on Family Feud with Steve Harvey? I was like, Mama, what you need to be on Family Feud for? But you see what I'm saying? Like, you make a great living,
right.
You're established,
right.
You have no need to do that. Yeah, my aunties and stuff be calling me, hey, baby, can you get me on that show? I'm like, auntie, you're like 50. What do you mean?
Hey, they believe in your dream. Hey, ain't nothing like
it. So, yeah, man, it's hilarious, man.
When they believe in your dream, you know.
Yeah, that's a good thing, man,
deal.
The support. Family
that's
and friends
real.
Have
you
showed
know,
a lot of support.
Family cast. That's that support right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. But again, we just thank you for taking out your morning and your time to rock with the Mickey Rich Show this morning. It's the Saturday morning mix, and we love bringing amazing amazing guest in, and it's just been amazing just to have.
Well, yeah, I had a good time, man. So, you know, anytime, like I said, hope they can come back in the future. I had a great time, man, talking to you this morning, Nikki Rich. I love your show. Hey, I'm a fan of the show. I tune in, you know, usually once or twice a week. I try to catch as much as I can because I just love what you're doing. I love the movement you have going on down there with the show.
That's real. I thank you again. And any shout-outs that you would like to share with us?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to give a shout-out to my Rent-A-Center crew down there at Greenbrier Mall. I know they're tuning in. You know what I mean? They said I had to shout them out. I got a shout-out to my boo Yasmin Clowers. They call her Jamila. And, you know, to all my fans back home, you know, my crew. You know, my crew is 212. I'm shout y'all out because I can't say everybody's name. So in that V-Town, Vansville Park, I can't, you know, too long to say everybody's name, so I'm just say the whole neighborhood.
212.
Yeah.
Shout out to 212. Much love to you guys. And, you know, I always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
Oh, bless you too, and thank you very much, Nikki. Love you.
Much love to you. All right, everybody, we're just listening to Lee, and that's Lee. You can go check him out. He's from casting, and, you know, definitely follow his movement. He's really making leeway, and he's doing his thing, you know. But we're just so grateful. And right now we're going to go to Egypt Music, and then we're going to also bring in our next guest on the Nikki Rich Show.
Keys.
Nicki Rich Show. So you never know what to expect. You got Mecca Man on the phone. He said, what's good? We running around. You hear the liveness, but it's real. And that's what happens on the Nicki Rich Show. So I'm glad that I was a part of it, Nicki Rich. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, people who love music, you are now tuned in to the fabulous, most elegant lady on the planet, Miss Nicki Rich. Yo, Nicki Rich, let's get it on, baby. This red man in the building. Yo, Meth, what's good? I got that dollar, nigga. We on the Nicki Rich Show. Let's just sit here and present. I'm here. I'm glad I got my interview in. I'm in Killer Cali right now. The sun is blazing. It's nice and hot. And yo, Nicki Rich, you the bomb, baby.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Nicki Rich.
All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the internet. It's the Nicki Rich Show. We're getting it in today. We are starting our second half of the show, and we have a special guest in the building. We have Teach Marley, and we're going to be talking with him and his upcoming project. So we want everybody to tell your friends, tell your family that Teach Marley is in the building, and you can call in at 323-580-5749, and press that one you want to talk to him. Well, let's get it started. It's the second half of the show.
Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. The Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show.
The Nicki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nicki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online. The Nicki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nicki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. The Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. The Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, Nicki Rich Show.
All right, welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. You can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nicki Rich, and you can follow us on Twitter as the Nicki Rich Show as well, and that's at Nicki R Show. Add us on Facebook, facebook.com/ The Nicki Rich Show, and you can go to our Instagram. Our Instagram goes crazy. So you can add at Miss Nicki Rich on Instagram, or you can add The Nicki Rich Show on Instagram. And go to our official website, NickiRichShow.com, to find all the information on our upcoming and past guests. It's that time, guys. Our special guest is in the building. With no further ado, we're going to take it all the way to Milwaukee, and we're going to speak with Teach Marley. Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show.
What's happening, boo? What's up, Nicki? How you doing?
I'm good.
How
are
y'all
you
doing out there? I'm good. I can't even lie. I'm a little hungover, but I'm good.
Well, we're so glad to have you on today. We know that you have really been working out there, and you're working on some upcoming projects. So we bring you back to the hottest radio station on the planet. Now, tell
it is definitely great to be here.
Oh, yeah. Now, tell everybody a little bit about what you're currently working on.
Miss Nicki Rich introduced me, I'm Teach Marley, and right now I got my second mixtape coming up, my second solo mixtape coming out. 3:19 p.m. on live mixtapes. It's YDDA2, hosted by DJ Smalls and DJ Shofi, you know, Southern Smoke, you know, Southern Smoking Team, get it, that collab. So y'all need to check that out, because that's definitely hot.
Yes, and I love that. I love get it.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, everybody can relate to it. You know, I hope everybody out there, every living, breathing soul is trying to get it, because if you're not, you know, you might as well just dig your own grave, buy your own tombstone, or make it and hop in that grave and tell somebody to cover you up, you know. You got to get it if you want to survive in this world.
Yes, you got to get it. You got to get it. And speaking of get it, we need to go to that, because I'm feeling it right now. We got to get it.
Oh,
now,
let's
do it. You're going to introduce it here first on the Nicki Rich Show.
We here live on the Nicki Rich Show. This is your boy, Cheech Marley. E. Smith is little homie, you know what I'm saying? And right now we going to throw this get it, my new single, into rotation. So y'all listen up and learn something, please, because Nicki, hey, you know, we get it.
Allow me to introduce myself, world. Cheech Marley, YDVA,
and
CNC.
And all my repeaters, even my last girl got me. So I
about a buck, bruh. Don't see the streets loud, got my eyes half open. It's a rock, boy, baby. They skin is so cold, and let's toast, cause we grinding while these other rappers hoping. And praying, we swallow our drink and start choking, cause you see us on top of how they precious hard, bro. Stay fresh, stay clean, and all white like Air Force. And take the haters off with. I'ma get it. Take it home and split it. With my whole squad, we all shine and stay fitted. Black Gucci shades, rock star like Jimi Hendrix. Hit the stage and kill a beat, spitting nothing but this pimping. Swag on 100, think not, then you tripping. Young boy, and I ain't even started talking chicken. My flow's tight now, so I don't worry about the kitchen. Tell my folks, break now, I'm bringing hip hop back
to
me.
My name, I be right here.
I
for the money, the power, and all my respect.
Yurt, it's the Yurt Man, Mr. No Bum Sauce, baby. CEO of Arrogant Music, Sorry the Kid, and you are now rocking with Miss Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show. Yurt!
All right.
Public service announcement from Mr. Sorry the Kid. If you are not listening to Miss Nikki Rich or the Nikki Rich Show, you...
My blog talk radio.
And we get it.
That is what it is.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
That's what it is right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Nikki, I can't even lie. Listening to Get It just made me wake up, get all the way up. I'm live. I'm pure now. I'm coherent.
That's what I'm talking about right there. You gotta get it.
You gotta get it. For real.
Especially today.
Even if your haters don't want you to get it, even if your frenemies don't want you to get it, you know what a frenemy is, don't you?
Yes, your friend.
That's your friend who really your enemy, because he in your face or she in your face telling you how good they want you to do. But as soon as you get away from them, as soon as you get out their eyesight, they ready to hate. They already on the opponent team helping them get ahead. You know, so you got to get it.
It's okay. You know, you're going to keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to keep making it happen.
Mm-hmm. You better.
Got to make it happen.
I know we are. I know
exactly.
Bitch will.
Oh, you already know. You know how I do. I get the air all day. I'm in my own lane. Hey, I'm driving the wheel.
That's what's up.
Oh, yes sir. Now, Cheech, what can we expect from you coming up? You know, we know you got that new mixtape coming up. What else can we expect in 2013? Is there any tours going on?
Well, I don't have no tour going on right now, but I speak all the way around the board. You know, I like to say 100. So everything, all the music I do, all the videos I do, anything I do, I'm a blast it. You know, you might be
mm-hmm.
doing it too, so you should blast it. And I hope you feel good about it. But you know, 2013 is a big year for me. You know, I'm graduating college. I ain't never graduated nothing. You know, from nothing legitly, but I'm graduating college. And you know, I'm happy about that.
Yay, congratulations. Let everybody know what you're going to school for.
Thank you, sweetie. I'm going to school for TV and video production in Milwaukee right now. We'll be done in May. We'll be on moving to the West Coast in a minute. So y'all be looking out for me. For real.
That's what I'm talking about.
But
that's
music
real.
Wise,
gotta get it. You know,
gotta get it. All the way around. Music wise, you know, I'm finishing my video on Get It. I got
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I got a special feature that I'm gonna have on the remix. So y'all definitely be paying attention to that. You know what I'm saying? I won't spill the beans right now and tell who it is, but hey, he gonna turn up. He gonna turn up on Get It, so y'all be looking out for that.
That's real. That is real. You know, that's how you gotta do it.
I'm working on a special project for the ladies too. I don't want y'all to just feel like that Cheech out here and he ain't showing me no love, because y'all mess with me, you know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I got to show y'all some love. I got this project, this mixtape coming out, LL Cool Cheech, you know. Be looking for that too. That's it's for all the ladies out there, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I got to put y'all on the map, because I wouldn't be that Cheech with, you know, without y'all. Y'all do want me.
That's real. LL Cool Cheech. I love that concept. And you hear so many unique concepts. How did you come up with that?
Well, you know, that's one of the smoothest rappers I know. So it wasn't hard at all. And when I saw that the Cheech fit in good, just like the LL Cool J, you know what I'm saying? I just instantly took that out and, bam, I'm messing with the ladies right now on this project, LL Cool Cheech. Let's do it.
Mhm. That's real.
So you will be getting that. You will be getting a copy of that soon, Miss Nikki Rich.
Oh yeah. We're gonna be blasting it here on the Nikki Rich Show.
That's what's up.
Now, I know you talked about you went to school for videography. Now, are you doing your own video, or you get someone else to do it?
No, actually, I got a videographer out of Memphis. His name is Joe Gotti. I got him to do it. I could have done it myself, but, you know, I just wanted to stick to in front. I want to stick to one part, you know, either it was going to be in the back of the camera or, you know, looking at things or in the front of the camera, you know. So I chose in front of the camera for my own project, all in front. So I'd just be entertaining y'all on screen. You know, he's going to be taking care of all the editing this time.
That's true. Now, how are you preparing to get ready for graduation with all that you have going on right now? How do you prepare?
Nikki, you know something? I'm just really taking it in day by day. I don't really have no preparation for it because I've never done it before. You know, even with high school, I didn't graduate, but I got a diploma. You know, so I really don't know how to prepare for it. So I'm just living and breathing it and taking it in one step at a time. And when they get here, you know, I'm just gonna walk across the stage.
It's exciting.
I'm
now,
excited.
What is
your
day that you're gonna actually walk across that stage?
May 27th.
Oh wow! It's right around the corner too.
Right around the corner. You know, my mama's super happy. You know, she was like, "Boy, you should have done it in high school. I would have to wait this long." You know. But I told her, "Mama, we got it though. You know, I'm gonna get you one. I'm going to give you one, you know. Can't even do you like that. Your only son got to give you one." So she extra happy.
Exactly.
My family extra happy. You know, we loving this right now.
That's real right there. You just got to keep going. You got to keep going.
Yes.
And you got to give one. You never know. You might go back.
I might go back. You know, I don't have no kids now, so it's a strong possibility that I might go back. You know, so I won't rule it out.
You never know. And you going to Hollywood too? Because I know
Hollywood.
I have also one of the filmmakers. She's actually doing my filming for the documentary. She's in school right now with, like, the top filmmakers that's going to be, you know, that's out there making the movies, the next big thing in Hollywood. You just never know.
That's hot, me and her should definitely collab. All three of us. You know?
Yes, we can pop
something off.
Most definitely.
I'm excited
for you, you know, and what's to come and what you're working on. It's always good to see, like you said, you didn't let it stop you. You know, you might have didn't walk across the stage when you was in high school, but you're doing it now. You kept on. You went to go get it. You know, you went to get it. And
well,
that's what it's all about.
You know, we going
to... No limitations.
We gonna know each other for life, so you know you will find out how persistent I really am.
Yes, sir. And you know I'll be on the West Coast.
Oh yeah, and hey,
I go back and forth on the West Coast, so you know how
girl,
I do.
Oh yeah, You move now, busy body.
Yes, I'm always on the go. I also go to, you know, Texas, Atlanta, everywhere.
Everywhere.
We everywhere. And you got a chance to come out there, you know, my very first show in L.A., you know, so,
yeah.
I mean, I applaud you for just coming out there and, you know, making those moves. I mean, a lot of people I know that, a lot of artists, they really enjoy going out there. And, you know, it was amazing. And going to the West Coast, it was real. I really enjoyed it. I'll never forget that time.
Definitely a wonderful experience. Definitely it was, you know, hitting the stage out there, being a part of the electricity that was in the building. I couldn't ask for more, you know.
Yes.
I couldn't ask for more. So I had fun, you know, and
mm-hmm.
we'll be back.
And just networking with the people that was there, you know, just amazing.
Great people. Great people.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah.
And so we're going to continue to build, you know, across the globe, not limited to just one area. You know, I don't put limits. We international.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to make
No, I was just agreeing with you. You know, I got to say, in both our squads, it's a little – a bit of Alexander in both our squads because we definitely love to conquer, you know.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I just can't be.
It's just a blessing, you know, just to be able, again, what I tell people is to do what it is you love and live a carefree life. Just to live it carefree, you know, no worries. I'm like you. I don't have any kids, you know. I'm just having fun. You know, a lot of people always say, well, when are you going to have children? And when are you going to get married? And when? Oh, it's going to happen.
When I get done doing me, then we can do that. We can
take pictures. When I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always having enjoying myself, having a blast. Life is good. Why you want to just, you know, put yourself
stop.
On hold?
Why you just want to stop living, you know?
I can go anywhere I want to right now. I'm good.
Anywhere. Anytime, you know. I don't like to offend the people who got kids. You know, if you're taking care of your kids, that's wonderful. That's great. You know, that's what they need. But it's a blessing when what they remember. It's a blessing when you don't have to get up and somebody be like, I'm hungry. You know, I got to go to school today. Can you come to parent-teacher conference? You know, I save a lot of time.
And sometimes I be like, I'm hungry. I can barely keep up with somebody else.
Yeah, so.
And some stuff ain't meant for everybody at that time because I'm telling you, what I see, I'm like, boy, what? I'm not ready for this.
Yeah, and I just couldn't even imagine.
Not right now.
I couldn't even imagine waking up to no kids this morning, how I was feeling, you know. I would have been all
out. But it's a blessing to have them. If you have them, it's a blessing.
It's a blessing.
Congratulations. We commend
you. But if you don't. If you don't, it's still a blessing, too.
Yes, it is. It is me. Woo. Uh-huh. Because you gotta have some clothes. You got to have food. That's a whole nother person. I be looking for what I'm aware.
In the distant future, you know, they'll be here. But as of now, she's just living his life.
Exactly. You got to do it. You got to do it. Well, congratulations on all your success, and we're going to continue to support Cheech Marley.
And thank
just
you, sweetie.
Get it.
Thank
gonna
you,
get
sweetie.
It every day, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to put any limits on anything, and just keep working hard, and I'm glad, you know, you inspired somebody today. You know, you didn't stop, and you kept going. And I'm going to tell you, we've had 50 Tyson to come on the show, and he really had an inspirational story, like you said. And he is inspiring, you know, because 50 Tyson, you know, he has, he's autistic. And he told, well, you know, he didn't let that stop him from rapping. And he also gives to the foundations and the different children, you know. And he said a lot of people, they would laugh or they would, you know, make fun of him, but he kept going, you know, he kept doing it, and he did it.
That's what's up, dude. That's what's up.
Yeah.
I congratulate him, you know, because he's doing his thing, you know. I know him, so he got to be doing his thing, you know, and I'm from all the way from Memphis, Tennessee, so I'm glad to see him out there.
That comes out of Tennessee as well, you know.
Definitely.
So much talent. I know one week I just had a whole bunch of Memphis artists. I was like, this is kind of crazy. I didn't realize how it went, but it was just like a whole, like an author. I had artists. I mean, everybody had came out of Memphis. I said, is this becoming a Memphis show? It was either Memphis or Detroit, Michigan.
We got talent out there, you know. Artists doing their thing. My homeboy Zed Zilla, you know, he's CMG, we got it, you know, and they doing their thing. Dolph, the rest of my squad, you know, my homeboy Young Gage. It's a whole lot of us, you know, in this movement trying to I guess you would say get that gold medal.
Exactly.
You know, it's just a big competition if you ask me. So we competing with everybody else. Right up there.
Y'all putting them on the map, you know. Memphis. That's, you know, 8 Ball.
Ball and G.
Project Pat. You know,
Project
all
Pat, the rest of 3-6, you know, Gangsta Pat, Gangsta Black, Player Fly, you know, the list goes on and on. For years.
Hey, you can't
like
forget
that.
About, what's the guy name? His, oh my gosh, I'm forgetting his name. He is a, oh gosh, I know it's going to come to me in a little bit, but it's one more guy that he was on the Disney, his name? Disney Club, but I forgot his name. But I will get
Justin
it for
Timberlake.
You. Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah. That, you know, that's a Tennessee Golden Child right there.
Yeah.
I won't lie.
that
boy done been places ain't none of us been. So.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake, you know, and it's just never, you never know, you know, where you going, and it's so many people from the cities, and they're all dispersed, and that's what you got to do. You got to spread your wings everywhere.
Oh, yeah, and don't be scared.
And shout out to all those amazing, amazing artists. You know, we got to have Justin Timberlake on the Nicki Rich show. We got to get Justin. But,
shout out to all those talented artists.
Yeah, everybody, you know, entrepreneurs, people who own the businesses, everybody out there that's just really making things happen right now, you making that way. And we're going to continue to, get it. And now, if anybody wanted to go ahead and learn more or just book you for any events, where do they need to go?
If you're looking for me, you can, it's simple, Google Cheech Marley, like Cheech Chong, Bob Marley, you know. You can Google me, or you can go to Facebook, I'm Real Cheech Marley or Cheech Marley or Cheech Marley HP. Yeah, I got that many pages. Twitter, Cheech Marley. Every social network, if you type Cheech Marley, then my face gonna pop up.
Cheech Marley, get ready.
So go ahead and book me.
Most definitely.
You won't be disappointed.
Well, thank you. Well, thank
no
you
problem.
So
good
much. Jeez.
It was my pleasure
play.
To be here with you.
Huh?
I said it was definitely a pleasure. My pleasure to be here with you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, we're going to play some hot new independent artist music. And if you could stay tuned in, we would love that as well. And we just thank you again for being our guest. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless.
Thank you. It's no problem. And I wish y'all all the success in the world as well.
Thank you. Everybody who is just listening to Cheech Marley, go follow him on Twitter at Cheech Marley. Follow myself at Miss Nikki Rich. And we're going to get to some independent artist music. We got The Heat, Get This Paper.
I go get that paper, let her spend it however she want it. Then she drop that tabby just like a stack of hornets. I go get that paper, let her spend it however she want it. Then she drop that tabby just like a stack of hornets. I go get that paper, let her spend it however she want it. Then she drop that tabby just like a stack of hornets. I go get that paper, let her spend it however she want it. Then she drop that tabby just like a stack of hornets.
Get it in,
spin them in. Told me not to do it, but he'd up in the building, I'd have done it again. On the dance floor,
jazz flow.
Oh, looking like J-Lo, damn, I wanna see more. Oh, mommy bag, like a money bag.
Money.
No disrespect, but I think I compliment her swag. I'm used to popping bottles, we used to popping tags. We used to getting paper, we used to spending cash. Like the way I stand, realistic on the rims. Her head, I'm about to spin, sipping on that juice and gin. And I love how she flaunt it. Got tripping, I'm caught up in the moment. Tonight we about to ball like we got no budget. Piece of red bones, fat, no stomach.
That's her favorite song. Let it play.
Turn it up.
Let's go, DJ. My music loud. So I like my music loud.
I like her.
Up.
Favorite song,
let it play.
Turn it up.
Let's go, DJ. My music
loud.
So I like my music
loud.
I like her up, face down. Oh, mommy bag,
like a money bag.
Money.
No disrespect, but I think I compliment her swag. Oh, mommy bag, like a money bag.
Money.
No disrespect, but I think I compliment her swag.
That's her favorite song.
Let it play.
Turn it up.
Let's go, DJ.
My music loud.
Loud.
I like my music loud.
Loud.
I like her up, face down.
I go get that paper, let her spend it however she want it. Then she drop that tabby just like a stack of hornets. I go get that paper, let her spend it however she want it. Then she drop that tabby just like a stack of hornets.
Keep on knocking.
Everybody keep on rocking.
The party really jumping, feeling myself, can't tell me nothing.
I like my music loud.
Loud.
I like my music loud.
Loud.
I like her rap
up,
face down.
Dropping this chick must be from Rack City.
The way she dropping it, giving and dropping empty.
Loud pack, she smoking, no Keisha. Get her hair right before the end of the night, yeah.
I let her count that dough.
Love it when she count it slow.
Stacks on deck, so it's money to blow.
Whip outside, come on, let's go.
Wanna stay, and that's okay.
Get play
from the UK to Montego Bay.
And I love how she flaunt it. Got you tripping, I'm caught up in the moment tonight. We bout to ball like we got no budget. Please, the white girl's fat, I'm starting.
I go get that paper, let her spin.
something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Fired up, ayy. We fired up, ayy.
I'm at the dealership.
I'm about to fire up.
Alright.
Fired up, ayy. We fired up,
ayy.
So many pretty women in here got me fired up.
Hey, what?
Fired up, ayy. We fired up,
ayy.
And I just made a lot of money and we fired up.
Okay.
I don't need a mixtape, I got that fire coming. And you don't know what you talking about, feel it from it. And you don't want to see me unless you got a summit. This is my campaign, watch them start running. Iced coffee, Red Bull, and a banging track. Told her I was stressed out, she said I'll handle that. A lot of pussy cats with me, they can smell a rat. They put my coat on my shoulders like I'm Sonny Black. I'm making deals that are real, that can get you whacked. I'm about that money and that banging track. Money being made outside of rap. And I don't believe in Santa, but they on my lap.
Fire,
ayy, we fire,
ayy.
I'll mix something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Fire,
ayy,
we fire,
ayy.
I'm at the dealership. I'm about to fire.
Alright.
Fire,
ayy,
we fire,
ayy.
So many pretty women in here got me fired up.
Hey, what?
Fire,
ayy,
we fire,
ayy.
And I just made a lot of money and we fired up.
Okay.
I'm giving gifts to myself like there's an iron rack. Don't want no war, but if you do, it's gonna be alright. I'd rather party, celebrate us winning. I'm talking gold bottles and banging models in the backyard swimming. Now like sweet, and I'm in the suite. See dressed up like Tiffany Street. Church is out, now see you free. Still got a ring on, won't make the feet. See class street, riding Bentley seat. Got a home money, see about 10 a week. And I just spent 10 on buying sneaks. And I'm fired up, and my life ain't cheap. I get sight, living near life. Nowhere near my skills, you better try Skype. I'm in that all black thing, call it Michael Knight. And see, I'll never do nothing I don't like. Her hair tight, her skin light. Her eyes green like street light. Her heels giving her more height. And see, old enough, so we just
fire,
ayy, we fire,
ayy.
I'll mix something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Fire,
ayy,
we fire,
ayy.
I'm at the dealership. I'm about to
fire.
Fire,
ayy,
we fire,
ayy.
So many pretty women in here got me fired up.
Hey, what?
Fire,
ayy,
we fire,
ayy.
And I just made a lot of money and we fire.
Okay.
Rest of death. Got that money growing. We in the building, ice cold, we got it snowing. She fired up, she smell Armani. I left the building, that chick was right behind her. She know that when she throw that, her head back and her nails scratch. She turned on cause I did that. She fired up cause she see rap. She know that when she throw that, her head back and her nails scratch. She turned on, I did that. She fired up cause she see rap.
Alright, alright. Okay, okay. Here's another rack. Throw it all away. Alright, alright. Okay, okay. Here goes another rack. I'ma throw it all away.
Fire,
hey,
we fire,
hey.
I'll mix something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay.
Fire,
hey,
we fire,
hey.
I'm at the dealership. I'm about to fire.
Alright.
Fire,
hey,
we fire,
hey.
So many pretty women in here got me fired.
Hey,
we fired up.
Hey,
and I just made a lot of money and we fired up.
Okay.
Hey, you rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. And we had none other than L. Myers that was that fired up. Right now, we're going to go to Miss Jamira Grown. All right, well, we're going to get to that check in just a second. We're having a slight difficulty right there, but I do want to let everybody know that you can follow myself, Miss Nikki Rich, on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich. And you can go to Nikki R Show on Twitter as well. You can log on to NikkiRichShow.com and listen to us anytime. You can listen to the hottest radio station anytime, and you can listen on Sunday through Saturday from 8 to 10, as well as you can listen to the Nikki Rich Show, 11:30 a.m. And we are going to air tomorrow. We got an exclusive interview you don't want to miss at 8 tomorrow night. So you got to keep it locked to the Nikki Rich Show. Definitely, if you want to be a part of the show, all you have to do is email us, the Nikki Rich Show, at gmail.com, and you email us, that'll let us know that you want to be a part. Also have your EPK, your bios, and clean music. Right now, we want to get to some more kind of music from our independent artists. You know, we only play the best and have the hottest, and we're going to try this again. We're going to try it again right now. We're going to get to Miss Jamira, and we got Mr. 704 coming through in just a second. Right now, we're going to be displaying, you know, this hot indie music. We're going to get a Jamira girl.
That my shine is worth gold, rising up to no sound. When it's real, it's worth game. Words without action, I just flame. Speak your heart up, do the same.
Cause that's what made me 10 toes down when it wasn't all gravy, but it's still payment, so I gotta ride for it. And if you're feeling how I'm feeling, what you side for?
I've been hustling for so long, everything I earn, got it on my own. They can't buy me.
Thank you.
all the things that you said, trying to figure out how it equals out to all the things that I've been missing here now. I barely see you, I barely reach you, and all the things you used to do, you just don't do. You tell me nothing's wrong, but baby, something's wrong, 'cause I've been feeling this here for way too long.
You're listening to the hottest radio station. That was Keisha Drew, produced by J. Rod B. Right now we're going to play Discover This, False Time Grinding. We're winding it down here at the Nikki Rich Show. Thank you to all the supporters, everybody that support the Nikki Rich Show and donate and everything else. We appreciate it. We cannot do it without you guys. And again, hit me up on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich and at Nikki R Show. At me on Instagram at Miss Nikki Rich and on Instagram, The Nikki Rich Show. And last but not least, you can go to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website. Check us out tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We leave you with Discover This, Boss Time Grinding.
Limited buzz. What the fuck you think I'm causing trouble for? Mad dog and fucking with it.
Especially how to stretch it. Tired of chasing that business money when I finally catch it. I'ma tackle it, hold it down on the ground because it's been so hectic. And that's what I mean by hustle, but a lot of folks just don't respect it. That 9 to 5 good, but that 5 to 9 is great money. International downloads, and let me tell you, this 50 states money. It's Bob Johnson, Ted Turner, Bill Gates money. So when people see me pull it out, they like, nah, bro, that's fake money. I'm close to get it, and I already got a feeling. Not really worried about a couple of stacks. I'm trying to stack these projects, build it. My ambitions and perfect strategy, along with perfect time, along with this man, I gotta get it. Got me full time grinding.
Full time grinding. CEOs, I'm higher, dividing their funds from mine. Get some multiplying. Full time grinding. CEOs, I'm higher, dividing their funds from mine. Get some multiplying. Full time grinding. CEOs, I'm higher, dividing their funds from mine. Get some multiplying. My goal, and I will not stop. I gotta hit the block, even I have to toss some rocks. Aspiration is really, it's all I got. It may not be shit to you, to me, it's a lot. I'm really feeling, so don't be catching no feelings. I'm coming for your title, and I'm saying,
Nikki Reeves.
Show on the internet. The Nikki Reeves Show.